WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. In the new movie Calvary, Brendan Gleeson plays an Irish village priest who must eventually face off against a killer. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Calvary is a weirdly jokey Irish movie about a priest, Father James Lavelle, played by Brendan Gleeson, who spends what might be the last week of his life with his faith under bitter, constant assault. How is that faith tested? Let me enumerate the ways in which religious order is flouted. The movie begins with Lavelle hearing a confession from an unseen man who says that as a 5-year-old, he was raped by a priest, now dead, and that he'll take revenge by killing a, quote, good priest, meaning Lavelle, in a week's time. After that, we meet Kelly Riley as Lavelle's daughter. You see, Lavelle entered the church when his wife died, who's recently cut her wrists, followed by an insultingly atheist doctor, an unapologetic, promiscuous married congregant, the foul-mouthed African mechanic who's sleeping with her, and later, a French woman whose husband has just been killed by a drunk driver, and a rapist murderer who taunts Lavelle with the idea that, while killing, he'd felt like God. Add the dull-witted assistant priest, the derisive rich man, the preening, shirtless gay hustler, the nerd who's feeling rage against women for not paying attention to him, the elderly American writer who'd like a gun to hasten his own death, and it's a wonder Father Lavelle doesn't rip off his collar and flee. And then someone sets fire to the church. Crisis of faith movies are often painfully solemn, even Ingmar Bergman-esque. But writer-director John Michael McDonough evidently came of age watching too many episodes of Twin Peaks. Calvary is crammed with strange, over-the-top performances, unmodulated, in different keys, the characters framed with the bluntness of a carnival barker showing off his freaks. Those shots are in contrast to the Irish coastal vistas, craggy, primordial, mythic. It's meant to be a haunting combination. And I have colleagues who found it just that. They were devastated by a film that acknowledges the Catholic Church's crimes and what's portrayed as its increasing irrelevance in modern society, yet affirms in the end the overriding importance of faith. I found Calvary, on the other hand, excruciatingly obvious and inept. McDonough is a novice filmmaker, and he's fond of arch dialogue that calls attention to the character's sense of being characters. In one scene, the atheistic doctor actually refers to himself as, quote, the atheistic doctor, a cliche part to play, unquote. So why, then, does he play it? Good actors like Chris O'Dowd, Dylan Moran, and Domhnall Gleeson, Brendan Gleeson's son, look like actors, not human beings. But the elder Gleeson is alive, broodingly, messily alive, carrying Calvary from first frame to its almost last. He's grizzled and ginger-haired, his face prodigiously lined, with heavy, sagging features, and pieties don't fall easily from his mouth. On a visit to the rich man, played by Dylan Moran, who's bent on showing off his expensive paintings, Gleeson's Lavelle doesn't pander or conceal his contempt.
I love this one. Really expensive. Not quite sure what it's supposed to mean, though.
Why does it have to mean anything?
Everything has to mean something, otherwise what's the point? Of course, I don't have to know what it means. I own it. That's enough.
That's all that matters. Ownership. Possession.
How much land does the church own? How much gold?
That's the church, it's not me.
You are a representative of the church, are you not?
If you say so.
I do say so, yeah. I think you're a very judgmental man, Father.
Yes, I am. But I try not to be.
You think I don't have any feelings? You think I don't care about
anything? I think you don't want to do penance at all. I think you asked me here to make fun of me. But when you do want to do penance, sincerely, you can give me a call at any time, and I try my best to help you.
Lavelle runs away in horror when the man pulls down this masterpiece and urinates on it. This priest radiates helplessness. He comes up with no answer for his daughter's misery, except to affirm his love. And these scenes are Calvary's plainest and most affecting. Lavelle also has no answer for his would-be killer, whose identity he tells a bishop he knows. So why he doesn't seek the guy out for a conversation before their momentous date on the beach a week after the threat is a mystery. It's one of those absurd plot turns a writer asks for license to execute and sometimes gets away with. Sometimes, not this time. I do admire McDonough's determination to get something of the Irish antic spirit into material so often handled airlessly. But apart from Gleason, and that's a big apart from, because he's very impressive, Calvary has the authenticity of a fringe theater script laboring to be offbeat.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.